Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is from Green County Public Health. She is a social worker, as this month is known as National Social Worker Awareness Month. So we want to give thanks to Sarah Miller for being on our program now. So thank you very much, Sarah, for being on.
Thank you. Good morning.
You bet. Well, let's tell us a little bit about, I'm sure you have various different responsibilities and things that you do with specifically with Green County Public Health for your job, but can you just kind of, first of all, tell us a little bit about what you do as a social worker?
Well, I wear a few different hats. My primary job is that I supervise an in-home visitation program for families called the HOPES program, and that stands for Healthy Opportunities for Parents to Experience Success. That program is designed to build strong families, essentially. We serve families with children ages prenatal through age 3 or whenever they start preschool. We focus on the first 3 years of cognitive development, and we teach parenting skills. We do complete developmental screenings, focus on teaching healthy attachment and decreasing adverse childhood experiences. And we're really just there to ensure that families know that no one needs to do this alone. I'm also the First Five coordinator for all kids under 5 in Greene County. First Five was formed as a partnership, kind of bridging primary care providers with public health services in Iowa. The First Five model supports health providers in the early detection of social and emotional developmental delays and family risk-related factors in children birth through age 5. I also provide services for our child health program for social work visits to children ages birth through 19. And that's just to assist in maybe a short-term way to help the family with whatever needs there might be. So it might be a behavioral need or a child needing counseling, but I create some short-term goals and help them find solutions. I also provide services for our maternal health program, conducting some psychosocial assessments to determine risk factors in prenatal and postpartum mothers, including depression screenings, where I'm able to connect them with community resources, such as counseling, or to complete listening visits myself if they're not quite ready to commit to counseling. I'm also called to assist with our acute care patients at the medical center for a variety of reasons. It might be to manage the emotions of their condition, talk through symptoms of depression. I also periodically manage some suicidal ideation and connect people with counseling resources either in the medical center or in the community and help patients and families discuss different topics such as end of life or long-term care topics. In addition, I also assist in care coordination to members of the community who might have needs just because of a recent visit to the medical center or one of the clinics. Someone might be aware of a social or a medical concern that they have, and therefore I might be called to try to help them connect with some resources in the community. I do also co-chair the Greene County Homeless Coalition, and I help to coordinate the point-in-time count twice a year to count homeless people in the community and also assist with any issues that may arise throughout the year. I serve on our Mental Health Coalition for Greene County, along with several other committed providers in the community, just to ensure that the community's needs are adequately represented. I am a member of the Emergency Response Coalition, which focuses on planning for community and countywide emergencies and utilizing resources within the community to meet our needs. And I attend our Community Resource Coalition meeting to stay in touch with the needs of the community as well as to learn some additional resources that are available to the community as well.
Quite a bit of things that you do on a given week basis. But Sarah, with all that being said, are there any challenges that you hit along the way, whether it be any of your specific job responsibilities or anything that's associated with social work?
There are a few challenges. Obviously, every situation presents its own challenges,
sure.
But we're able to work through those, usually with the utilization of resources in the community. Other than that, just generally in human services, there's never enough money to provide care that's necessary. For instance, there should be funds that could pay for someone to assess and manage the needs of the homeless in Greene County, but our numbers aren't quite large enough to substantiate that at this point. Our challenge there would be that we want to get all of those that experience homelessness to come forward so that we have an accurate count to warrant that further assistance. So money is always a concern. Also, dealing with insurance companies seems to be really difficult. It can be very frustrating for people. And it's just those are difficult conversations to have and a difficult system to navigate. Services that require then also prior authorizations from insurance companies are difficult to get approved. And it's a time-consuming process, which is very prohibitive for the appropriate service to be provided to the person in a timely manner. And that's really unfortunate. And lastly, one of the challenges we face is just a simple misconception about the services that we provide and that they're only for certain populations of people. And we just want to make sure that everyone knows that anyone is welcome at any time if they're in need of service to participate in our programs.
Okay, so we talked about some of the challenges that you face within the world of social work. I'm sure there's got to be some positives or some rewards that you get out of doing what you do. Can you explain what those are?
Most certainly, or I wouldn't be able to continue every day. It's truly unbelievably rewarding in all of the services that I provide. But I will say specifically to see a parent bond successfully with their child and help them learn and grow and see those rewards themselves. It's really very awe-inspiring. And when a child reaches their developmental milestones, the families feel successful in what they've done and what they've achieved. And therefore, there's so much satisfaction on the part of our staff as providers. Similarly, any time that I can assist anyone in feeling better about themselves or secure in their environment or home, I really feel that my work has been accomplished. So the work that I provide is very self-fulfilling because whenever there is success in the person that I'm helping, I feel that success myself.
Can you just explain to us why you continue to be a social worker? Because it sounds like it would be an incredibly challenging but yet rewarding type of position. And I don't know if it really fits a lot of the people, a lot of their molds of what they would find to be a career.
I think just naturally helping others, as I said before, is very rewarding to me. So I get gratification by helping others to be successful, by empowering them to be themselves, and serving other people is simply just the right thing to do.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our social worker from Green County Public Health, is Sarah Miller, joining us once again. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.